Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Hello again, everyone. Bob Uecker along with Jeff Levering and Kent Sommerfeld, set to bring you Game 1 action.
There's something about listening to Bob that just makes you feel good. He bleeds Brewers baseball.
Once again, here's Joe Block.
Well, thanks, Uke.
I had the unique experience of being able to learn under both an established Major League player and a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
This is Bob Uecker along with Corey Provis.
Sharing a booth with him is truly one of the better jobs, not just in sports, but I think that one could possibly have.
Once again, here's Jim Powell.
Undoubtedly, the greatest honor of my career is that I can say I was Bob Uecker's longest tenured partner. 13 years in the Brewers radio booth alongside the great Bob Uecker.
This is Len Casper.
The brilliance of Bob Uecker can never really be overstated.
This is Pat Hughes.
A great man is someone who never reminds you of anyone else. And that certainly applies to Uecker.
Long run! He's got it! With a diving catch! And Nieves has made history!
He's a great baseball broadcaster mechanically. He's got the great home run call, the best of any of the signature home run calls.
Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Go! I mean, just perfect, and it came from such an organic place. It's a great home run call.
I love hearing his story when he took over full-time, calling the games in 78, and how that season began with an opening day grand slam from Sixto Lascano. I think Bob's got a great call of that.
The deep right center, way back goes Evans. It's got a chance to go! Go!
Robin Yount's 3,000th hit, that's a great call.
3,000 for Robin.
I was there for Trevor Hoffman's 600th save.
Well, a bouncer.
Ground ball to short. Council throws, and there it is, 600 saves.
600, there it is.
Big moments. I wouldn't just look at the field. I would just kind of move my chair back and turn to my right.
Trevor Hoffman has just...
And just watch Bob call a brilliant baseball moment.
That magical number.
And then... to be able to blend in the stories and the humor in between pitches.
You don't mess around with Tony Danza either. I've known Tony a long time. Former boxer, not much of a puncher, pretty good dancer. Here's a ball down low, and it's 2-1.
Who else can weave in a story about Andre the Giant choking him, or how Johnny Carson didn't believe he was a baseball player, or how his TV son burned a steak in the oven, and then somehow relate it to Domingo Santana?
Gone for Santana!
Talking about how his old catcher's equipment was so bad and how he used to get beat up all the time.
When another catcher comes up to you and takes a full swing at you, then you know he's not your pal.
Being at the park and broadcasting Brewers games is simply one of the most enjoyable aspects of his life.
It's being retrieved by Prince Fielder. It's something from the upper reaches of Miller Park. Nothing really major. It's maybe a 400 or 500 pound piece.
His favorite hobby, unfortunately, was trying to find a way to make me laugh uncontrollably, preferably when I'm drinking a soda.
These are the kinds of days I used to lay out and cover my body with honey and let the ants run all over me. Outside a ball, it was stimulating.
This is Vin Scully. Probably the most difficult time I have ever spent on television was one day we were in Milwaukee. I was asking Bob if he would come on our show, and I'm interviewing him, and he is becoming Bob Uecker, the entertainer, with the straight face. For that 10-minute period, I agonized trying not to let the show fall apart with me hysterical. It was really a test.
Kent, are you there? Joe, go up and check. He could have passed out.
He's extemporaneously funnier than anyone at the ballpark and one of the most pronounced comedic wits of our time.
As you can't keep asking guys to go out there and throw shutouts and, you know, one or two run games all the time. Hello? Yes, you're on. Swing and a miss.
You want to make the game fun, and nobody makes a baseball game more fun than Bob Uecker. He broadcasts with a smile on his face.
Spins, throws, and they got him! What a play by Orlando Arcia!
He's so good, he's so funny, and he's such a genuine person, and I would not be here without him. There's no doubt about that.
Holy cow, do you believe it?
Every time I broadcast a baseball game, Bob Uecker is a part of it. He did a lot for me. I can't tell you how much respect I have for Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker is so special to Brewers baseball because he really is Brewers baseball. There's only been one season in the entire history of the Brewers that he hasn't been calling games for them.
God bless him.
Oh, baby.